Earlier, Kelly said she wasn't aware of folic acid. She also explains here how vitamins were not a part of her health and wellness routine.
My knowledge of folic acid before my first pregnancy was nothing. I knew about vitamins. I knew that we should all take vitamins because we don't eat right and that sort of thing. I wasn't taking vitamins. I wasn't a vitamin taker.
Dr. Levy, what can physicians do to make sure that women are, in fact, following the recommendations for folic acid intake?
Well, so many women who are healthy, like Kelly, believe that they're getting what they need from their diets. And so we really need to spend some time talking to women about nutrition, about what we can and can't get from natural foods and from what we eat. Many of us think that taking the 5 to 7 fruits and vegetables a day will satisfy the requirements that we need. And certainly for pregnancy, that's not the case. And for pre-pregnancy, getting the folate levels up, it's not the case. So educating women from early on that that multivitamin is a key piece of her overall health is so very important.
And I would say physicians really need to be opportunistic and proactive in bringing this issue to women and making it part of their routine care of women of reproductive age, rather than waiting for women to come in and to discuss preconception care or pregnancy planning with their physician. As part of every healthcare encounter, we have to consider where the woman is in her reproductive planning and address these preventable issues, such as folic acid ingestion for the prevention of neural tube defects.
I think that's very important. I think that, you know, we as providers don't necessarily determine when we see our patients. They determine when they come in to see us. I think that we need to take the opportunities that we have. We need to find a way to discuss these issues at a postpartum visit, after an unfortunate miscarriage, or before they even become pregnant. Anytime that we're seeing patients, it's important to try and emphasize this throughout their life.
One of the big challenges is the issue of women not necessarily coming in for an office visit before conception. So how can physicians encourage women to come in for preconception care?
Well, I think part of it is getting the message out there in the community, too. Every woman knows that prenatal care is important and taking a prenatal vitamin is important. And a lot of that has been accomplished through community-based efforts. So that is an important part, is just getting the message out there. And again, I think with each point that you're counseling women about their health promotion, to just repeatedly let them know that speaking with their physician prior to becoming pregnant is important, and just couching this whole folic acid issue in terms of routine health promotion and benefits for the woman aside from what her reproductive plans may be.
When we know that women get advice from other women, they don't choose to come into the doctor, they don't want to pay that copay, they don't want to come in and talk about the things that are really important. So we need to capture women every time we see them. Women do know that their annual pap smear is really important. We've gotten that message through now. Now that we don't have to do it every year anymore, we've really gotten that message through. But what's key now is for us to take that opportunity to talk about her overall health care every time we see her. And that's hard in the context of your practice. It's busy. You're seeing, you know, 25, 30, 35 patients in a day. But that system in the practice that every time she comes in, we do a blood pressure, we weigh her, we ask about her medications, her supplements, and her vitamins, and we just say it every time. Repetition is good. It's good for us because we get in the habit of doing it, and it's good for our patients because it reminds them every time. And the important thing is that patient who has trouble taking pills, who has trouble getting the nutrition she needs, and you're going to see that over time. You see it in her weight, you see it in her healthcare issues, and those are women we really need to address well before she's thinking about pregnancy.
I think that's an important point. It's the repetition from visit after visit after visit for somebody who's been an ongoing patient of ours. In addition, I think that the point, again, is that if a physician takes the time to suggest something, that suggests that it's important to the physician and therefore important to the patient.
We certainly know that with smoking cessation, that if we don't say it every time, that the patient gets the message that we don't think it's important. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is so true. So talking to women before conception is not only about multivitamins and folic acid. It's about becoming a non-smoker today. It's about healthy weight, because we also know that obesity is associated with prematurity, with pregnancy complications that are all avoidable with the proper healthcare and nutrition before becoming pregnant.
We've had a great discussion today about the importance of folic acid intake. Wondering what you think are the important take-home points, your summary of what physicians should know from this discussion.
Well, most importantly, what women and physicians need to remember is that folic acid needs to be taken before conception, so that this is every visit, every time, talking to patients, talking to all women at all ages about multivitamin supplements.
And I would say, considering that 50% of pregnancies in the United States are unplanned, and even those that are planned are not planned and discussed with a healthcare providers must be opportunistic in delivering this message of the importance of folic acid as part of routine women's healthcare, every woman, every time. And considering that many health habits are begun much earlier in life and the importance of folic acid throughout the lifespan, I would say starting to address the importance of folic acid supplementation with your adolescent and teenage girls so that that habit is established early and continued throughout their reproductive years and even later in life.
I think the key is that you have folic acid, which is a safe a supplement that has many health benefits. And we know that by taking 400 micrograms or 0.4 milligrams throughout a woman's reproductive years, we could reduce the rate, we could reduce the occurrence of neural tube defects by 50 to 70%. And by taking 4 milligrams in a high-risk patient, we could reduce the recurrence by a similar amount. That could be a dramatic effect on healthcare.
Thank you all for joining us in this important conversation, this discussion today about folic acid. And we thank you, our viewers, and hope that today's program has given you important information about folic acid and some ideas for helping your patients meet the recommendations. Also, we encourage you to go to your computer, log on to discoveryhealthcme.com, and take the post test. It only takes a few minutes to earn free credit for this program. And if you'd like to see the program again, you can watch it online, download a podcast, or order a DVD. The graphics and references from the program are also available online. Finally, we'd like to thank the University of Virginia School of Medicine for accrediting the program. And we'd like to thank Bayer Healthcare Pharmaceuticals for the educational grant that made this program possible. I'm Rhea Blakey for Discovery Health CME. Have a good day.